Well, let's tackle the minerals for a few moments. The mineral that we need to review and update is zinc. Now, there are many wonderful stories about the other minerals. Iron is important, calcium is important, potassium. You start to roll down through the many minerals. But to me, personally, I think zinc stands out as the most beneficial, the biggest importance, the biggest variety of aids and supports. And zinc is the top mineral as far as I'm concerned. Everybody needs the zinc. The prenatal for expecting pregnancies, right on through the children, the maturity of adolescence, the fighting diseases, the healing prostate conditions, the enzymes. Let's review them a little bit. First of all, zinc stands out as probably the most important factor for conception. Now, it's not that it energizes interest here. It's the physical substance that they have found that if a sperm for the male is deficient in zinc, it does not have the power to penetrate the egg, and you will be infertile even though you may have the sperm there. But they have found that when the zinc content gets just high enough, the sperm easily penetrate the egg, and there is the cause of fertility. It's absolutely incredible. The first study ever done on minerals was done in New Zealand, I forget now, 55 years ago, somewhere back there. And it was done on the rams that ran in the high mountains in New Zealand. And it was interesting that they would collect a harem of does of around 120, but they were only able to handle about 80. And when they tried to actually meet the needs of the whole harem, one of the most interesting things happened to these male rams, and that is their hoofs would rot right off their feet, and they become crippled and unable to function anymore. And so what they found was with the zinc therapy that those rams were able to fertilize the entire harem, all 120, without any hoof disease. So, of course, the humor that goes with this now is that, ladies, take a look at your husband's toenails. And so keep those toenails healthy, and we'll see how much more benefit we can get. Yes, it is the factor that controls actual beginning of conception, but it doesn't stop there. Zinc is a controller for growth, and we find that children that do not grow right, they're stunted in their growth, or they're a little bit deformed. If a child is deprived of zinc at the wrong time of their life, they will not reach the full stature that is potential within their body. If you can make sure there's a zinc accessible in the mother during the nursing time, as well right on through the growth cycle of the children, they will get their maximum body size, and this is very, very important. They usually think that zinc is more important for men because of the help to the prostate gland, but in all reality, the time of nursing of a mother for breast milk, the zinc is needed at 35 milligrams a day for a lady nursing. It's only 25 milligrams a day for a man for his prostate. So there is a time when a lady needs more zinc than a man does nursing the children because of the proven growth control factor. Now, as the children start to mature a little bit more and they come to puberty, and now they're going to turn into a mature young man, or a monthly cycle for the ladies start, if the zinc is not there at the proper amount, the maturity time may be 2-3 years late. And if they're quite late, according to the peer group and the social involvement, they can develop psychological damage and an attitude of misunderstanding their self-worth and their self-values. It's important to become mature properly, without the difficulties, correctly, and zinc is the key factor for both the timing and proper maturity of adolescence. You must have zinc at that time. It also works with adolescent acne and pimples. It is the healer and dryer of all this oily imbalance in the skin with the infections that's there, and it is good for the skin as well. Also, for just normal food eating, they have found that there are 75 very important enzymes in food digestion that are made with the presence of zinc, and without zinc, none of those 75 enzymes will be manufactured or be able to function. So you start to see major areas of digestion and major areas of nutritional support that you have to have the zinc for the manufacturing of the enzyme that causes that whole function. So now you start to follow the life through a little further. You get a man that's matured, and now he starts to get a bad count of PSA in his blood work. His prostate gland is swollen. It's getting hard. It's getting large. Normal sexual relations have ceased, and as well, disease is looking like you're going to have cancer, tumors. And they find that zinc is the number one item for helping the prostate not move towards this hardened, swollen area, the first steps towards the prostate problem. So zinc, very important for the healthy prostate gland. Healing is extremely important in healing. Dr. First was sharing with me about a surgery he had on his back. And now Dr. First has access to some of the greatest medical help in the world. He had the number one surgeon at Stanford University, who is considered one of the greatest surgeons in the whole wide world. This surgeon had done thousands and thousands of surgeries. When he did the work on Dr. First, he didn't know that Dr. First did 2 weeks of zinc therapy before the surgery and continued on the zinc for about a week afterwards at therapy levels. Always has taken zinc, but therapy levels at this time. This surgeon, looking at his surgery after just a few days, said, "I have never seen an incision heal so well. It looked like a plastic surgeon, not just a surgeon, had done some cosmetic work on it." And he said it had already healed. He said he had never seen a incision seal and heal with even the swelling gone in such a fast amount of time. He was impressed that Dr. First was his best patient he had ever had. And then Dr. First proceeds to tell him, well, it was the zinc therapy that he said was the benefit in this matter. And so you start to see for all sorts of wounds and cuts and bruises and damages, and especially even surgeries, you need to have zinc present. When you even get into the older years, you start to see a muscle degeneration of senior citizens. When an older man starts to get older, and possibly from the loss of too much zinc over his life, needs to be consuming zinc regularly, muscles will degenerate and they get thin, weak. And this is because of zinc deficiency. Zinc is the controller whether muscles will stay firm and hard and full or start to degenerate. So zinc is a controller of old age weakness of muscles. You start to see how important zinc is. When you start to roll through all these wonderful stories on zinc, you start to say, I need some of that. I want some of that. Well, then you get around to the quality of what we have. We have a double amino acid chelate, which causes the highest percentage of assimilation of zinc of any product on the market, giving you best value, best bioavailability, highest potency delivered to your system. And so all of a sudden you see that we have the best zinc available as well as meeting your zinc need. There is no company that has the standard of product that has the studies done on the benefits that your body needs as GNLD. Aren't you proud of GNLD? For sure.